This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but I guess California has now officially issued groundbreaking guidelines advising cell phone users to keep the phones away from their bodies and limit the use when the reception is weak. Being reported by Environmental Working Group as well as many other media outlets, they say state officials caution that studies do link radiation from long-term cell phone use to an increased risk of brain cancer, lower sperm counts, and other health problems. And they note that children's developing brains could be at greater risk. The State Department of Health was forced to release the guidelines in March after a lawsuit by University of California Berkeley researcher Dr. Joel Moskowitz. At the time, the department said the guidelines were only a draft, but now they're officially the state's position. The Department of Public Health guidelines closely align with the Environmental Working Group's Guide to Safer Cell Phone Use that was published in 2016. Now, they say studies by the Federal National Toxicology Program, in studies by that, male rats exposed to cell phone radiation had a greater chance of developing brain cancer, but a brain cancer called a malignant glioma. I believe it's a little different from the glioblastoma multiforme that I believe John McCain is battling. But glioma comes from the same same lining. Cell source. And they also found in these rats that there was a tumor that tumors would develop in the heart. So based on human epidemiological studies demonstrating increased risk of brain tumors, the World Health Organization has already declared cell phone radiation as a possible carcinogen. Now, DPH Director Karen Smith said, simple steps such as not keeping your phone in your pocket and moving away from your bed at night can help reduce exposure for both children and adults. She said children's brains develop through the teenage years and may be more affected by cell phone use. Parents should consider reducing the time their children use cell phones and encourage them to turn the devices off at night. Now, not only do I have a cell phone, but now I have my Apple Watch. And I love my Apple Watch. But, I mean, I can make phone calls out of my watch. Well, I really like it because it's a pedometer. It's a multi-hundred dollar pedometer. I should have just gotten a pedometer. But it looks at my heart rate, if I could ever read what it's talking about to me. I've made 12% of my calorie goal. I've exercised, I exercised a lot, and they only said exercise 3 minutes. I did a 30-minute workout today. That's BS. But anyway, so far I've done 2,300 steps this morning, but that was before my workout because I forgot to put it on. So I've already walked 1 mile. And I love this thing. But if this is emitting radiation, I'm going to be like, oh, hell to the no. I'm going to be like, oh, no. Now, do any of us have landlines in our houses anymore? I don't. Why would I spend money on a landline? I have a cell phone. I take my cell phone everywhere. I take my cell phone with me to the potty. I sit there on my potty and I play Candy Crush. Why do you think I'm at like the 2,200 level? I go everywhere with my cell phone. Do I put my cell phone in my bra? No. When I work out, No. I have it near the equipment, but really close by so I can look at updates and I could play Candy Crush when I'm doing my cool down and whatever. Some of us don't even take our cell phones with us into the shower. In fact, I think this Apple Watch can go into the shower. I'm not trying to do a commercial for them, although, boy, it would be nice if they were a sponsor of the show. Anybody from Apple Watch, iApple Watch, please sponsor the show. So, you know, we go everywhere with our phones. Now, if you remember back in March, the Superior Court judge in California ordered the state to release papers discussing the risk of long-term cell phone use. And according to San Francisco CBS Local, the documents were written by the state's Environmental Health Investigations Branch and are believed to contain cell phone radiation warnings and recommendations for public use. But the state had refused to hand them over when requested by the director of the University of California Berkeley School of Public Health. So Joel Moskowitz in turn sued the state, saying that the data should be public record and won. And he has been researching the subject on cell phone use and brain cancer risk for over 10 years. So what exactly are we concerned about? Well, cell phones emit radio waves. They're a form of non-ionizing radiation that provides an energy source through radio frequency. Now, ionizing radiation, as opposed to non, is emitted through X-rays, cosmic rays, radon, and has been linked to cancer. Okay? High energy, it's a high energy form of electromagnetic radiation. Now, non-ionizing radiation includes the lower levels like radio waves, microwaves, visible light, UV light, infrared lasers. But UV radiation is still not benign. UV radiation could cause skin cancer. So it's not as dangerous as ionizing radiation, but it still, you know, definitely raises some eyebrows. So there was a study revealed in May of 2016, showing these brain tumors in mice. Rats exposed to the radiation for 7 to 9 hours a day, 7 days a week, did have these gliomas as well as tumors in the heart. Now, we weren't supposed to translate it to human risk, but of course it does. You know, what happens to the rats can happen to any of us. And then when the World Health Organization, you know, back in 2011 said, look, it's possibly carcinogenic to humans, you have multiple studies now trying to decipher if this is something we should warn the public about. Well, apparently with California, they are. So the California Department of Health has been on top of this. I'm pretty impressed, you know, because this isn't the most sociologically accepted sort of statement to come out. But what really bothers me is how, you know, the guidelines only came out because somebody had to sue. The judge had to rule that these guidelines came out. You know, and, you know, we don't want the government keeping stuff from us. This is what's freaking people out about vaccines and about, that's why we have all these conspiracy theories, because we think the government isn't being open with us. And as a doctor, I'm like, well, no, this is safe. This doesn't have to do with the government. Vaccines are safe. True, there could be, you know, a rare, you know, side effect, but, you know, overall they're safe. Cell phones overall are safe. But when you actually have proof that the government is withholding stuff, then we extrapolate it to theirs. They could be withholding a bunch of stuff. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And again, I hope you guys are having an awesome holiday season. We're being told that a man spiked his girlfriend's drink with abortion pills to kill the unborn baby. A man's on-and-off girlfriend said that he spiked her drink earlier this year with high-dosage abortion pills and killed the baby. Brooke Fisk told WORC that Sikander Imran, a 32-year-old doctor, moved from Rochester, New York to Arlington, Virginia when she discovered she was pregnant. He didn't want to have the baby, so he tried to talk me to having an abortion, which I didn't want to do. Fisk said she went to Virginia to speak with Imran about the baby when she was 17 weeks pregnant. She said one night she discovered a mysterious substance at the bottom of her cup of tea. I don't understand why people drink tea still. It's a horrible tasting drink, and because it's hot, you can dissolve stuff in it. I just don't drink tea. I know she can't drink beer because she's pregnant, but drink some water. It's really hard to spike water, I think. You know, tea, because it's so horrible tasting, you have no idea if there's something crappy in it. But water, since you know water's taste, I just drink water. I'm not really a big tea drinker. I just don't. I think it tastes like crap. Anyway, she says, when I was drinking my tea in the evening, I got to the bottom of the cup. She said there was a gritty substance in there, and when I looked at it, I could tell that it was a pill that had been ground up. Fisk said she began to have contractions a few hours after she consumed the pills. She said Imran confessed to giving her the pills. He immediately started crying and said he was a horrible person and that he had done what I thought he did. So she went to Virginia Hospital Center. She went into labor and lost her son. And apparently the misoprostol, it's a pill that can help induce abortions, was in her system. And 200 milligrams, I guess, roughly, can induce labor. And she was given 800 milligrams. So he has been taken into custody on May 24th, charged with cause of abortion and premeditated killing of a fetus of a mother, of another. According to court documents, Fisk said she has not seen Imran since June. She has testified him against court. She said, it was very empowering for me to face him and say what he had done and look him in the face while I said that. He currently remains in custody in the Arlington County Detention Center. He is slated to start his court date Wednesday, but it was moved to March 12th due to additional charges. So that's horrible. That is just horrible. And, I think a lot of us women are naive when, you know, we become pregnant and we think that, you know, the daddy is going to be like all happy and excited it's going to be the most romantic thing ever and maybe he'll marry us and I think there's a real underestimation of how much the average single guy really wants a baby. You know, yes, in the movies and in TV, they go, oh, yeah, you know, he's freaking out that she got pregnant, etc. But we've even seen married couples where the husband just doesn't seem to be as into the pregnancy. Now, I'm not saying they would do anything like this, but a lot of us women are in la-la land. You know, like when I got pregnant, I thought my husband was going to be wanting to listen to the belly. I thought he was going to want to come to the gynecologist with me. I thought he was going to want to go baby clothes shopping. And mind you, I hate going shopping. I can't stand clothes shopping. I can't stand shoe shopping. I can't stand any of that. But if I go with my husband, it's easier. You know, like there's a JCPenney near us. I never go into it. But if he's in the car and I'm like, do you need some pants or something? Then maybe I'll go. I just don't like going shopping. I don't know what it is. I know. I do not want to lose my PMS privileges. The sisterhood is going to be very angry with me. But I think there's a lot of women that really can't stand shopping. I don't like spending money. I don't like feeling fat. I don't like, you know, looking at myself in the mirror. I hate looking at myself in the mirror. You think I want to look at myself in the mirror? Please. Why do you think I'm in radio and not TV? I do some TV stuff, but like today, a day like today, you do not want to see me. You do not. The bra straps aren't aligned. The makeup's not good. I didn't wax my upper lip. Just keep me out of the public temporarily until I can make myself look good, and then I'll get out there. So, you know, he just didn't bond. One of my listeners had called or written in asking, you know, what's wrong here? You know, he doesn't seem interested in the pregnancy. He doesn't bond. He doesn't. Now, you know, in men's defense, okay, if I was a guy and I wasn't the one carrying the baby and I wasn't the one feeling the kicks and I wasn't the one, you can't bond with an idea. You know, I don't blame the average daddy not bonding with the baby until the baby comes out. You know, and it's not that they're concrete thinkers and women are abstract thinkers. Men are abstract thinkers and women are, you know, but, you know, women, we feel it. You know, everything changes. Our hips change, the vagina changes, the boobs change. And so we have a constant reminder even if we don't feel baby kick, that there's something inside of us. We just do. Yet the average guy, she's telling him, and yeah, maybe a baby is on the way, but you can't expect him to sit there and fantasize and be all excited and all goopy about something that he is not really concretely involved with on a minute-to-minute, day-by-day basis. So I let guys have a pass when it comes to that. Now, when the baby comes, that's a whole other story. Now baby comes out, you clean them all up, okay, because he's kind of goopy when he comes out, all right, there's a lot of extra substances surrounding the baby when the baby comes out. Sometimes the baby poops when the baby comes out, sometimes mom poops, there's a lot of stuff, okay, so anyway, you clean the baby up, dad holds the baby. Now, how long do we let daddy hold the baby? Not long at all. Mommy's like, give the baby to me. I gotta feed the baby. All right, well, here, okay? So even we women don't even let daddy hold the baby. Now we come home. Now we bring the baby home. Right? Mom's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. So daddy gets like a quick minute to hold the baby. She comes out, give me the baby. And I get the baby. And so, you know, even when my babies were born, did I really give daddy enough alone time with them? No, because I felt like I had to be all in their space. So then daddy starts to learn early on that they come secondary to the relationship between mom and baby. And some dads hate it. I've had many men say, look, what's wrong with me? I don't want to be jealous of this baby, but all she cares about is the baby and not me. And I'm like, well, yeah, welcome to fatherhood. I mean, yeah, she cares about you, but she's going to be thinking night and day, not about you, but about the baby. Yes, you will have sex again. It will happen. Okay. Just, you know, there is a chance you'll have sex again. There is a chance that you guys will, you know, discuss your love for each other, but right now it's all about the baby and it's very instinctive. There's not a lot of evolutionary advantage to a woman who just had a baby to leave the baby to make sure daddy's happy. She has to, while the baby is young, and the younger the baby, make sure that that baby is able to fight in the wild and do whatever. Now, it is in an evolutionary advantage to make sure you have multiple babies, so mommy's got to go back to the cave with daddy sometime. Okay, it's got to happen. But it's different. Guys feel left out. Now you have a woman who's tired. Okay, you have a woman who's distracted. Okay, you know, yeah, she loves you, she needs you, but now you have a lot more work. Whereas prior to the baby, I used to incentivize my husband to wash dishes so he could have sex or something. Now they're duties, and if he doesn't do them, I lay on the biggest guilt trip. So all that stuff you had pre-babies in your relationship doesn't happen after. Just get prepared for that. Now, one mistake I think a lot of people make is they don't have the pre-baby honeymoon stage. Many people now are having babies out of wedlock. Many people's relationships start because of the baby. Yeah, they had sex, but now they have a baby together, so now they have a relationship. Not the most ideal. You know, we used to tell people in the 70s and 80s and even longer, you know, wait to start your family. Don't get married just to quickly start your family. You know, now that we have birth control in the 60s and 70s, you know, where we have a lot more options for you to family plan, then, you know, enjoy this honeymoon stage. But no, women start to freak out because they're like, wait, I need to have a baby. My friends had a baby. So now I'm starting to lactate even though I've never had a baby. And I'm, you know, turning 25 or I'm turning 29. You know, with me and my husband, I was married when I was 26. I made sure we got pregnant within a couple years because I was already 26 when we got married. I didn't want to be 30 when I had my first kid. So there's this pressure now to have the baby fast. So women are marrying later. Men are marrying later if they're marrying at all. Then they try to get pregnant right away. And the relationship really never gets to kind of have that, you know, that cultivation that it needs. 1-877-DOCTOR.
It's about time. time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Maya, but it's, I think it's spelled M-I-Y-A, Mia, talks about why aren't we boycotting the media and the news? When are we going to, I lost it. It had to do with fake news. Anyway, she was writing about boycotting the news and fake news. I, the only reason why I'm going to bring this up Because I guess you guys heard about that stupid story with Omarosa. You know, Omarosa was the reality. She was on the Celebrity Apprentice. Or I don't know if she was on Celebrity Apprentice. I think Regular Apprentice. Omarosa, Manigault, Newman. And then she got, she was hired by President Trump as part of his White House staff. And then she, news broke that she was leaving the White House. And I guess it was a story that I evolved into her being in a huge fit and frenzy and Secret Service, having to walk her out, and it was ridiculous. And so John Harwood, CNBC reporter, said this is the dumbest story ever. His message was liked more than 17,000 times, and this dramatic exit that was a fake story being put out there, trended all over social media, and everybody seemed to, jump on the story and be all, I don't know, excited that there was some drama. And, I agree. I think this is at the point where these stupid story, a reporter has a job to do, any journalist, okay, including myself, has a job to make sure that whatever we are reporting is factual. If we don't know that it's factual or not, we have to very blatantly, not, very kind of like, oh, this might not be true. I mean, it has to be very, very apparent that we haven't substantiated or we have not confirmed it. So, and you guys have heard me do my show, okay, many times. I'm like, look, this is being reported. Okay, it's being reported. And I have to make sure I say that loud enough. Okay? I, may even reiterate it. Say, look, I do not have confirmation, but this is, breaking news. This is what we're being told. You know, it was very interesting when the Supreme Court had ruled against, maybe ruled for Obamacare, and against the fact that it was unconstitutional, the original reports coming over the news feed said Supreme Court rules Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, unconstitutional, which from what I understand, they did. But then Chief Justice Roberts said, look, this is what we could do. It would be constitutional if it's considered a tax. So if it's considered a tax, it's constitutional. So I was under the impression that, he helped Obama proofread and edit. I didn't think that was their job. I thought they were just supposed to look at it the way it is and say, okay, it's unconstitutional. But it didn't happen that way. So, but the original news feed that came out said Supreme Court deemed it unconstitutional. Then another report came out saying, but if it's a tax, it is constitutional. And so when that happened, I was at a news station, and, immediately everybody was starting to pounce on that first piece of information. And, we usually only get our pieces of information from one or two main sources. A big mistake a lot of reporters make is they'll get their information from layers and levels down the line. There'll be a report. And then one magazine or one newspaper will, write about it. And then somebody may go to that, report. And it's unfortunately not substantiated to the degree that we need to, especially in journalism. So, we have an ethical obligation to make sure that news that's reported to you is accurate. Somehow, some way, entertainment got mixed in with the news. And this push for advertisers. And this push for advertisers comes from ratings. And if you make your news entertaining, if you have huge headlines, if you have big colors, if you have angry guests, and if you make it a show, you may increase your revenue. Now, where can we go to just get the news? All right, well, then, Dahlia, just read the news. Don't watch it on TV, okay? If TV is such a big, dramatic production, read about it. No, but you see that with the articles as well. We see these articles, and we see these headlines, and they're slanted. And they want people to, the only way you're going to read or click on their link is if you like the title. So even the title has to be skewed. It's, just being told some regular, straight-up news is going to be a thing of the past. unless we do something about it. Now, from what I understand, there's a new news network, I need to look it up, that I'm being told, that doesn't do shows and commentaries. It just feeds you the news. Now, I don't know if a lot of people like it because I'm being told it's right-leaning. So then that kind of defeats the purpose of us having just one news source. But whoever runs that news agency, if they lean left or they lean right, will get leanings. Yeah, you know, what about, all right, well, you know, North Korea has said this. Trump said this. Hillary said this. FBI documents show this. And some of you will say, well, Dahlia, we are getting that. We are getting those headlines. We are getting those pieces. Not entirely. It's still not real news if excerpts are taken out. If excerpts of that news are taken out and what's being accented is the bias you want to give, then still that's not fake news. That's not real news. That's fake news. And, you know, this term fake news that is kind of trended, it really is true. I learned very early on in journalism that you make the story. Things happen all the time in life. Things happen all the time in the world, in your city, in your region, you know. But it's not necessarily news if it doesn't get covered. The only way to make news is to make it desirable to be read and to be listened to. If nobody gives a damn about Zimbabwe, it's not going to be in the news. There's stuff that happens in Zimbabwe all the time. But if you and I don't care about it, it's not going to make our news. So you need to find something and make and that people care about or are interested in. And then that gets news. Donald Trump was speaking the other day, had a slur in his speech. That was all over the headlines. You know how much bigger fish we have to fry? But people were worried about slurred speech. Now, mind you, okay, as a physician, yes, that is always concerning. You don't want to hear anybody have slurred speech because you always worry about stroke. You always worry about a variety of things. However, how many of us mumble, stutter, slur some words when we're speaking, trying to find the right word, it happens. There's a Billy Joel song, You're Only Human, Don't Forget Your Second Wind, that song. And in it, he talks about making mistakes. And in the middle of the song, I guess this was reported back in the 80s, he goes, this is sometimes, that's what it takes. Anyway, he goes, this is, so he has a little stutter. And you hear him giggle. But he keeps it. Because, look, it's a song about mistakes. I might as well keep it. Now, maybe that was a story that was fake back in the 80s, but I remember that. Every time I hear the song, I go, yeah, that was a mistake, and they decided to keep it in there. So it can happen. Slurs can happen. You know, stumbles can happen in your speech. You know, as a doctor, my interest is peaked, very peaked. So, yeah, I read that article. But, you know, if you don't like what CNN or Fox News or MSNBC dishes to you, then stop reading it. If you don't like Google slant on articles, or if you like what they have to say, then read those. You know, these companies, remember, their bottom line is money. Their bottom line is not vilifying a political candidate like we think. What really gets to the heart of these companies is the money that they're going to make. So if they see that articles that are, you know, real news are the ones getting the hits, then they're going to produce more of those. So I don't want to say, I wouldn't say boycott, but just drive to where you, you know, drive your consumer, you know, to your consumerness, to what you want to consume. And they'll feed you. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you guys have seen this selfie that this woman put. It was a Kentucky woman had put a selfie up on Facebook while she was undergoing treatment for skin cancer. And boy, did it go viral. And good for her, because it's obviously not the most flattering picture of her. But, you know, usually this type of, you know, this type of picture is not something that people post. And boy, is it raising awareness. 27-year-old Tawny Willoughby had a bunch of raw areas on her skin with scabs, etc., along with her message saying, this is what skin cancer treatment can look like. And boy, did it draw tens of thousands of shares of her post. It also triggered near record-setting levels of online searches about skin cancer and prevention. Now, Willoughby, again, only 27 years old. She's only 27. Whole face practically having to undergo treatment. She works as a nurse and began this post in April 25, 2015, saying if anyone needs a little motivation to not lay in the tanning bed and sun, here you go. By May 11th, Willoughby's post had reached 50,000 shares, according to findings. And that same day, the news outlet covered the story. And then media attention starts to snowball, etc. And then finally, her findings were even published in the Journal of Preventive Medicine. And boy, was her message pretty impactful, according to Fox News. Now, when she was diagnosed with skin cancer at the age of 21, and apparently she had regularly used tanning beds as a teenager. By age 27, she had been diagnosed with basal cell carcinoma 5 times, squamous cell carcinoma 1 time. Now, basal cell carcinoma is the least dangerous. It's not 100% benign by any means. It's still cancer. And it could still be very sclerosing and nodular and scarring and destructive. But of all the skin cancers, basal cell will be the least likely to kill you. Squamous cell gets more dangerous. Squamous cell can spread. Very, very dangerous. We have a much more severe treatment for that. And then, of course, one of the highest forms is your malignant melanoma. And that is very, very nasty and scary. So it doesn't look like she had melanoma. But the basal cell cancers, which I believe Hugh Jackman has, you know why he keeps on having to have surgery on his nose? Yeah, yeah. So he, I know, he still looks amazing. You never know, you know, but yeah. So anyway, so basal cell carcinoma very commonly hits areas on the skin that, you know, are in, I guess, exposed to the sun. Whereas melanomas and even squamous cell carcinomas may come up in areas that are not sun-related, sun-exposed. So, you know, when it comes to these tanning beds and trying to look tan and looking gorgeous, I don't know if I'm really sold with the spray-on tans either. You know, I did use tanning beds. The very first time I used a tanning bed was my husband and I were going to go on our honeymoon. And he said, look, you're white, white, white. I mean, we are talking, you are going to burn on our honeymoon, and then we're not going to be able to have sex. Well, he didn't say it like that. But he said, look, you know, baby, I don't want your skin, your beautiful skin, to get, you know, burned, and then you'd be uncomfortable. I knew what he was saying. He just didn't want me to get a sunburn saying, don't touch me. So I went and did some tanning bed treatments so I would have a baseline tan. And I was fine. I used sunscreen, and I covered up, and I was fine. We had plenty of sex on our honeymoon, okay? Because we had to make up for years later of marriage where we didn't have sex. So trust me, I made sure we had plenty of sex on our honeymoon. Those were the days when I could wear a bikini. I was so hot. I'm not hot now, but oh well. I really miss my bikini days. And I rarely wore a bikini because I was like, oh, I'm too fat. I'm not too fat. I look good. So anyway, so I used a tanning bed for that. And I remember the lady said, well, you can take off all your clothes. I'm like, I don't want to take off all my clothes because then my butt and my lily is going to be touching what other people. No, no, it's okay. So I kept my underwear on. Now, here's the thing, okay? Bikini bottoms are usually smaller than a woman's pair of panties. Now, I wasn't wearing fancy, sexy underwear back then. Remember, I was a medical student. So I was a medical student. I was a fourth-year medical student when I was dating my husband and getting ready to marry him and engage to him and all that. And so my underwear in medical school was the most comfortable, cotton, I didn't like cotton briefs, but cotton panties that weren't, you know how women like to wear smaller underwear to make themselves look smaller? I got bigger sizes because I'm in them for 36 hours. You do 36 hour shifts, you kind of want to swim comfortably and breathe in your panties. So they really were kind of the bigger size cotton, not briefs though, unless maybe I did have some briefs. So now I'm going to the panty bed. And I'm wearing these big panties because I didn't want to be naked in the tanning bed. I should have worn the bathing suit I was going to wear, but I didn't have the bathing suit yet. And so when I did wear my bathing suit and the bathing suit bottoms, you definitely saw a farmer's tan. It was so not sexy. Oh, it was not sexy. Well, let's review skin cancer, all right? Okay, so basal cell carcinoma, they're going to be very pink, pearly little papules. So let me put my glasses on here, okay? Not that I need to read. I don't even need to read this. I know this by heart. I don't have to read anything. So anyway, these basal cell carcinomas are when you see something cute and pink on your buddy or your parent that you just want to take your finger and pick off, right? Like scoop out with your nail. That's a basal cell carcinoma. Okay? If you feel like you just want to pick it out, basal cells pretty much look like those. Now, there's other forms. They could be, you know, sclerosing. They could be, they could be more flat. They could be more nodular. There's a variety of different shapes. But, usually those, that's how I know I'm dealing with a basal cell. Squamous cell is going to be a lot more flaky, a lot more scabby, not scabby looking, but kind of that texture. And when you look at a squamous cell carcinoma, you're like, I could pick it out, but I can't pick it out in one big scoop. I'm going to have to scratch at it for a while to pick it out. That sort of look, you're probably dealing with a squamous cell carcinoma. And squamous cell carcinomas may have their origin through actinokeratoses, those little flaky, scaly things. Like you'll have something on your arm, you'll scratch it. You're like, oh, that's extra skin. You'll pick at it, and then it'll just grow back a week or two later. Those actinokeratoses are precancerous, and they could turn into squamous cell carcinoma. Many of them don't. But if you have those, you need to be watched because those could be signs of skin damage that can later turn to skin cancer. Melanoma, this I've versed you guys on many times. This is where we use the ABCDEs many times with moles and skin cancer. So A, if you have a mole, then you look for symmetry. And a abnormal mole, like melanoma, would be asymmetrical. So if you take that mole or that dark lesion and you cut it in half, or even a reddish lesion, you draw an imaginary line through it. If both sides don't look equal, that's asymmetric. Then you have B for border. So B, if the border is nice and smooth and you feel like you could draw around it, that's a good border. But with cancer, it's kind of chaotic. It's not going to make a nice border. It's going to start to branch out as it grows chaotically. So an abnormal border would be for B. That could be cancer. C would be color. Alright, a nice smooth color. If you look at a freckle, smooth throughout pretty much the whole thing. But with melanoma, there may be varying degrees of color. Because some of the melanocytes may chaotically grow in clumps, so then that may be darker than another part of the mole. So you want to look at the color. Then you want to look at D, the diameter. If the diameter is greater than a pencil eraser or more than a centimeter, and it's a dark mole, I would panic about that. Even if it's less, you know, and to me, when I think of D for diameter, is the diameter growing? But if that's kind of, you know, difficult to remember, just take a look at a pencil eraser, and if it looks like the pencil eraser could fit nicely in it, that's an issue. E is if it's evolving or changing, and then F if it's growing fast. All right, guys, that's a review of melanoma. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse toxins, chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.